Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. Okay? She Gets a Pod because, well, if you've been here, you know the story. Anyway, my name is Shan, a.k.a. Chantal. Okay? I'm not tall. I'm very short. 5'4 to be exact. I'm from Philly by way of ATL currently. And I have two Jamaican parents, so there's that. I am a Gemini. I have two kids. I am a mother, an auntie, a sister, and I'm a little weird, and that's okay. I'm a little quirky, and that's okay. I have a big head, huge head, all right? Two great melons, juicy, healthy Polly Pocket. And I'm just out here sharing, and I'm glad you're here. This is another season, season 22 to be exact. If you would like to find me, you can find me in the social streets at Shambi Podden. ShambiPodden.com is also my website. I do have creative books for podcasters, people who want to podcast or people who want to create content. You can find those books on Lulu.com, made by me. I also have 5 other podcasts outside of this one. If you go to ShambiPodden.com, you can see them all. All right. I appreciate you listening because you did not have to be here. I am an indie podcaster, meaning there is no team behind me. It is just me and me on this mic. Thank you for checking out last season. Last season was amazing. Thank you, Drake, Pod Fam. My Pod Fam is still strong. We going into another year. Let's go. Let's get into this episode. I wish I had a chocolate bar. It's raining here. But, y'all see the title. Trusting the thing first. First and foremost, I would like to thank me. What's up, y'all? My name is Shan. Y'all already know where y'all at because you're supposed to be here. It's divine intervention. I need you to stop spending your time worrying about if it's gonna work. Okay? Because if you focus on what you're trying to create, it will come. Many of us have too much displaced energy that is pointless to what we're trying to do. What can help you is being around people who are self-starters, motivated, and focused on the things they're trying to do, because that's going to make you push through on your thing. To start something great, we got to believe in the idea of being great first. That's what I'm talking about today. And if you don't want to talk about that, skip it. What you like? A whole lot of. Tell me, yeah. What you like? Me or the. The brat looks so good in that video. It was a time to be alive, okay? All right, so trust in the thing first. Because if you don't trust it, I ain't gonna trust it. If you don't want to eat it, I don't want to eat it. Period. Okay? Stop playing. You know what you like. Okay? What is that fupa telling you? You know, what's your gut telling you? And a lot of men out here got fupas too, but we're not gonna talk about that today. But what is your gut telling you to do? Follow it. I think people focus on the rules. Well, I can't do this because I can't do that because if I do this, this gonna happen. Rules sometimes gotta be skipped and conquered. Okay? Rules work for a certain time period and then it don't work because it don't make sense. But a lot of y'all really have to ask yourself, are you truly committed to that thing that you want to do? Are you truly committed to that thing that you're thinking about? A lot of y'all not committed. And it's okay to say I'm not committed to it. It's just an idea. But don't ask people to help you on an idea that you're not committed to. Because you're going to look phony. is it time for your ideas to evolve? Okay. I don't think a lot of people think about that. So, for me, I went to school for design and marketing, right? And halfway through school, I got bored with people who were just trying to, I want to do a clothing line. I want to do a clothing line. I want to do a clothing line. I think clothing is cool until a whole bunch of untalented motherfuckers come into it thinking they could just put anything on a shirt and call it a clothing line, or it's a brand, or it has some type of substance. It's more than that. It takes away the admiration and art in the person who really thought it through, right? So I was like, I'm going to focus on footwear. But there was no program at my college for primarily footwear design. And that's where I wish I went to school overseas instead of going to school where I went at that time. But there was nothing I could do. I had to see it through, okay? I had to graduate. I didn't want to be one of those people who started college and didn't finish. So I still want to do footwear. I still will do footwear. There's no TikTok time on me doing footwear, but it will happen. It's just a matter of when. So it really took out, over time, it took out the want in me to draw, illustrate, and design footwear, because I kept getting to a point where my sketches were not even. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Evolving because I knew I can't get to the next step without money to make my vision and my idea tangible. Most people, when they design footwear, they can only design it so far, and then you have to go see a manufacturer, someone who can start creating it physically. And that takes time, that takes money, that takes trips across seas, that costs more money. You have to keep an eye on your creation in the process, which means repeated trips and willing to find buyers, or if you're going to sell it yourself, put the money in the marketing in order for it to get in front of the people who are going to buy your shoe. And so I know it's a lot of work. I know it's a lot of dedication. I know it's a lot of putting money in before you see anything come out of it. But I know it will fulfill me to be able to do that one day. But because my ideas on paper could not evolve into a physical shoe, it made me not want to draw and illustrate and design shoes, because I spent so much time watching my ideas that I had in college and after college on paper become real shoes by other designers over a period of time. I know you're enjoying the show. You might as well click the button and add it and subscribe. I appreciate you. I'm gonna go back and press play. Bye. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. If you would like to support She Gets It Pod, you can leave a review on your favorite podcast app. I'll review them. I'll look them over. Maybe I might shout you out on the show. Or you can hit me up at shegetsitpod@gmail.com. I almost forgot my email. Or you can check out She Gets It Shop. Purchase some merch. Or maybe you're looking for a podcast book to, you know, refine, reflect on your podcast and how you want to switch it up or get a bit more organized. I have my books on lulu.com. For the direct link, go to shampipodden.com. And let's get back into the show. Like, I know the way that I was thinking as far as, like, footwear design was before buy time while I was creating it, when I was creating it. So I can't tell you the last time I drew a shoe or designed a shoe or thought about sketching a shoe, because what defeats my idea is the fact that I know it's just going to stay on that paper. And so I say that to say, sometimes your ideas are still within you. It's the fact that you feel like you're stuck or you can't get to the next level yet. So it seems like you forgot about it, but you haven't. You just haven't figured out a plan to get to the next level yet. And so sometimes your ideas have to evolve. So like that shoe on paper for me has to evolve into a shoe in real life to get my battery back wanting to do it. So sometimes your ideas have to evolve into something else. It's not that you forget about it. It's that you need the next level, the next step. You're mentally bored, so your mind won't let you continue a certain process. So I just want people to remember to stay encouraged, to stay motivated, to not forget about the things that bring you joy and peace. Please remember, what you want may not be easy. Follow people who are willing to teach you and show and prove to you that what you want, who you want to be, is possible. Keep people around you who inspire you to be better. Keep learning how to express yourself. So podcasting for me, over the last 5 years, has been a lane for me to express myself, because, again, I'm not someone who needs a whole bunch of friends in order to feel like I'm here. I'm not someone that needs to go out a lot. These Instagram girls are really working, and they're working my fucking nerves. Nobody wants to see y'all asses. They keep adding me and I keep blocking them. It's just so fucking annoying. Because they like the way I market myself, because I'm always marketing myself. So they be trying to latch on, like podcasters that don't do marketing and want to do a show with me and want to get my audience, but they don't market themselves. That's why their show is where their show is at. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. But yeah, like, podcasting has helped my mind creatively exercise itself, because I get to express myself in a different medium. It's not design, it's not drawing, it's not painting, but it's a way that I can express myself and connect with other people, you know? So I appreciate it. I enjoy it. But I want you to take some time to reconnect with yourself and remind yourself that you are her, you are him, or you are they, because I know y'all out here. And being alone, but not lonely, breeds clarity. Being alone, but not lonely, gives you fucking clarity on what you need to do more than someone telling you what you need to do. A teacher or a professor telling you what needs to be done, your boss telling you what you need to do, or someone who has made it to a level of living that you haven't telling you to follow their footsteps. Sometimes you have to be alone with your thoughts at a level where you can hear you. So stay consistent as fuck. I wish only those who work the best. Because people who do not work and think shit is just supposed to fall in their hands, fuck off! Thank you for listening to She Gets a Podcast. Bye.